Well, good evening, gentlemen. Well, it's a Saturday night, and me and Peroni are making another video. Where would I be without my buddy? Now, I'm gonna talk about sort of as if we did an experiment. What would the results be, do you think? Now, in the thumbnail, we have a male and a femon. The one on the right is the femon, in case you guys don't know. And the thing above their heads is a drone. Now, I once owned a drone, and it would follow me round if I said it, but not that well. But let's assume we're sort of in the future, kind of, and this drone will stick to that person and film whatever they're doing all day and all evening. And we can watch that video afterwards and find out who actually did the most work that day, or who actually out of the two subjects got more things done and completed. Now we'll call our male subject YX, and we'll call the femon subject XX. Y? No, there's no Y in it. It's just because I like naming them. They do that on experiments, don't they? Just a guess of mine. Or is there a hidden meaning? But I wonder what the results would be at the end of the day when we looked at the data or the video. Well, you guys can let me know what you think, of course. But I'm, of course, going to tell you what I think. Or is it Peroni telling you? I don't know. For me, I'm putting my money on the male. That has nothing to do with that I'm a male myself. At least I think I am. Subject YX would have been more productive at the end of the day. Would have completed more tasks and finished them. That's why, generally speaking, males eat more food as well. They burn more calories when you're doing something. With the femons video, with the subject XX, there'd be a lot of audio and talking and hands waving around and explaining what she's going to do and maybe how she's going to do it. But she doesn't actually do that much. And, of course, the drone shuts down when they go to bed. Kind of ironic, because that's probably when the subject XX does most of her work. Oh, sorry, that was a low blow, but it was funny. Anyway, you guys, I think you know what I'm getting at. We all know it. Femons do a lot of virtual signaling about what they're going to do and everything, but they don't actually get around to doing a lot of it. And at the end of the day, a lot of things are unfinished, although they're supposed to be great at multitasking. So if you take that and multiply that in a week, in a month, in a year, there is going to be a great big difference between YX and XX. You see, YXs are the doers. The XX are the talkers. YX are the ones that keep the lights on. And I'm very happy to be a YX. Thank you for your time. See ya.